Welcome back, everybody. Sarcasm Speaks, Jared and Bob. I guess we have some pressing news. I don't want to call it breaking because it's not. And also, it's Tuesday for us and it's Thursday when this comes out. So not only is it not breaking, but it's also going to be like 36 hours from now when you hear this. So there's a massive cargo ship in Baltimore. Shout out to Jones, right? I guess you could call it the home city of Jones, even though he's not from there. It is where he is currently located.
Also technically doesn't live in Baltimore anymore. But yeah, it's his home city.
But it's close enough, right? It's like saying that Boston is our home city. Yeah, it's close enough. Like if he meets someone that's not from the mid-Atlantic, is he going to tell them he's from Columbia or is he going to say he's from Baltimore?
Is it not halfway between Baltimore and DC?
Or am I
making that up completely?
So I don't know the geography of it. But that area is fucking goofy because of traffic. Like it could be time-wise, like halfway between DC, but really it's like 6 miles outside of Baltimore and like 15 to DC. I don't know.
We just go ahead and look it up then.
Yeah, if only there was a way, right? If only there was a way that there was an infinite database with all the answers that we ever needed.
I had to go over that with a kid yesterday who's like, oh, which golf courses are in Barnstable? I was like, well, there is Old Barnstable. And he goes, no, I don't think that's it. I'm like, well, what are you even asking me? Like, why are you asking me?
Yeah.
And he's like, well, it's near my house down the Cape. I go, okay, where's your house? Oh, yeah, it's it's like 10 miles closer to Baltimore.
Yeah.
You're right, so halfway. I'm like, okay, so where's your house? He goes, Kitiwit. I'm like, is it Kitiwit High Grounds? He goes, I don't know. I go, all right, so here's what we're going to do. I go, you are going to fucking pull out your phone and Google this where the fucking answer will be.
Right. Right.
So put in the address and fucking figure out which golf course is near you. It was, I don't know if I know the exact address. I'm like, this hurt. These types of conversations fucking hurt.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I don't know the address of my house.
And this is a kid who's, this is like a 16-year-old kid. Like he has a learner's permit.
Yeah.
Doesn't know the address.
Doesn't know the address of his, albeit second house, but still.
Never mind. It's like Barnstable too. It's like Barnstable's a county. It's a city or a town. And right. Things, you talk about things getting weird around there. Things do get weird around there. Cause it's like Osterville is like Barnstable, but not really, but kind of
Marston's Mills is also like that's technically a place. Barnstable.
I don't know what Kitiwit is.
Yeah.
Kitiwit could be Barnstable as well.
Yeah.
So I'm like, dude, I don't know. It's like it's Old Barney. It's Kitiwit High Grounds. Wiano and Oyster Harbors are in Osterville. I go, if it's none of these, then I can't fucking help you anymore.
Yeah, you didn't play the fairgrounds. Because isn't that that's super private?
No. Old Barney is that's public.
Oh, okay.
Wiano and Oyster Harbors are.
Okay.
And then if we start talking like New Seabury, well, that's no longer Barnstable. Willow Bend is Mashpee. I'm like, what golf course are we fucking talking about here? Ready to lose my fucking mind.
Yeah, it's I run into this shit all the time. We'll get back to the cargo ship. We're gonna go. I feel myself going down a tangent here. I run into that shit all the time at work with people at work, right? And it kind of just it's honestly, dude, it's really funny how often everything circles back to CISO and Bobby Brock, because he used to say that shit all the time. Right? When we were in grad school, he'd be like, Bobby, how do I do this? I don't know. Google it. I don't know. Figure it out. Right. He was always like,
that's why you have fucking 3 foot fucking cocktail tables, Bob.
Yeah. But he was always like, I don't know. Like If only there was a, I think I stole that from him, right? If only there was an infinite resource or infinite library of endless knowledge that you would be able to tap into to figure out the answer to this or something. And it's like, yeah, that's really all it is. But I run into this shit at work all the time. Again, a tangent off a tangent off a tangent. People are like, oh, how do you know how to do this? Or like, oh, how are you so good at that? I'm like, I'm not. I just Googled it. Right. Like one of the things was it's kind of fucking abstract, but it's VLOOKUP through Excel. It's like a it's a way to basically copy and paste stuff from one Excel document to another Excel document to like merge, basically use it to like merge information that's in Excel documents. And people are like, oh, how do you know how to do that? Like, I just Google it. Right? Like I don't know how to do any of this, right? Like whenever, or if it comes to like putting together presentations for things on PowerPoint, like different like whatever, like a Gantt chart, right? For example, like I don't know who knows what a Gantt chart is, but there's like random things like that, right? Like little like design things and like stupid little things that you can add and change and do stuff and all these things. And then like the other day, I think yesterday actually, we're in a meeting and I had to use Adobe Pro to measure something on like a CAD drawing, like the floor plans of something, right? So like we don't do CAD drawings. Like that's one thing I don't know how to do. And you can't just fucking Google that. Like that's actually pretty, legit. But I just like pulled up a quick little thing and clicked and clicked, and then it gave me the measurement of like roughly how big something was. It's obviously not exact, right? Because you also need the architect who put it on the floor plans to have done it correctly. But people are like, oh, how did you do that? I just Googled it. Like I just Googled how to measure something on Adobe, and then it gives you the instructions on how to do it. Everyone's like, oh my God, wow. It's like I'm not that smart. Right? Like I just fucking look shit up. Like it's really not that hard. But it never ceases to amaze me how many minds are blown with like people that I work with, whether it's actual my actual coworkers or people on project teams or things like that. They're like, oh wow, you're really good at Excel, huh? You're really good at making PowerPoints. I mean, not really. I'm just really good at Googling shit.
Which really shouldn't be a skill. This goes back to the meme that I'm not nearly smart enough for everyone around me to be this stupid or that much dumber than me,
Yeah, that much dumber than me.
which is very true.
Yeah, I mean it certainly is, right? I mean, you don't need to be super intelligent to figure out how to like do this shit. You just need to be
No, this actually
resourceful and know
this
how to
goes
read directions.
hold on. You don't even need to be resourceful. You just need to put fucking 4 seconds of effort into something.
Yeah, that's
That's
true
it.
too. You need
This
to
go
have
no,
the
because that's
effort.
all it is.
Yeah.
Because if you there are some things that you will be limited on skill by.
Correct.
There are some things that you'll be limited on tools, equipment, resources. Like you won't have the necessary materials for something you're trying to do.
Right.
But the answer to everything effectively is out there.
Correct.
Someone has done it. You don't have to figure it out yourself.
Yep. Yeah,
But
like I.
people won't Google. Like, remember when we were trying to do trigonometry to fucking make that firewood shed?
The
And
wood
it was like,
shed.
oh shit, I don't remember how to do the A squared, whatever. We just fucking looked it up.
Yeah, shit. Was it the sine or the cosine? Which one
I
do we
don't, it's
need?
like, I don't
Oh,
remember, but
it
let's fucking Google it.
doesn't matter. We'll just use Google.
And that's the thing is like people are like, well, I just like there. It's like, oh, well, how do you know how to do that? It's like you could know how to do it too.
Right.
I'm not that exceptional here.
Exactly.
I actually lack a lot of exceptionality. I don't even know if that's a word. And it's like,
like last fall, I changed the oil in my lawnmower or whatever, or the maybe the snowblower, both. Well, because I did do both, right? But like, I don't know how to do that. I just Googled it and I watched a couple of YouTube videos and they walk you through it. And they're like, you need this kind of oil filter, right, for the lawnmower. There's no filter on the snowblower. But they're like, yeah, you just need this kind of filter with this kind of oil. Here's a tip for it. You want to use a catch basin that's this big and you want to have this much of this. And you're going to need a tubing, right, that's this wide to fit over the thing. And it's this long. And okay, cool. All right. Yeah, I can follow directions. Sick. People are like, oh, wow, you changed the oil in your lawnmower? Like, I don't know what the fuck I was doing. I just followed people that I saw do it online.
Here was one even today. So Cunty Chris's friend called him. I think he wants to make beef tenderloin for Easter. You ever make a beef tenderloin, a whole one? Okay. I haven't. But I can hear Chris kind of like
Well, like
fumbling over his
how big are we
words.
talking? Like a full one that's like
I mean,
13
as long
pounds?
no, I was only gonna say as long as it's not a steak. Like a beef tenderloin roast.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't, but they're like kind of hemming and hawing, and I'm like, bro, like I go, what's the issue over there? And he like puts on speaker and he goes, listen, I gotta get a big one. I got like a lot of people. He's like, I don't know if I should cook it whole or cut it in half. And it's like, all right, well, you don't need to Google that, but like, because it's opinion, right? Or it's
Right.
opinion or preference. So if
Right.
you Google it, you're gonna get both sides of it. I go, truthfully, man, I go, if you're going to be in the 10-pound range, I just cut it in half, cook two. I go, it'll save you a lot of fucking trouble.
Yeah.
And then he's like, well, I don't really know how to cook it. And it's like kind of expensive. I don't want to fuck it up. I go, all right, here's what you do. I go, oven at 250, cook it till it gets to like, I don't know, 120. And then turn the oven up as high as you can and let it reverse sear. I go, that's your best bet. I go, oh,
Yeah.
by the way, if you want the numbers and all that shit, just Google it. I've never cooked a beef tenderloin, but I
Yeah.
gave him an answer as though I have
Right. Right.
because I know how to fucking Google a recipe
Yeah.
and I know how to use an oven. It's not that fucking hard.
Yeah, it's really not. Like, there's a lot of things that like really aren't that hard, but people make it seem
No, and
like
I will
it's
say like so
insane.
a and I people like freeze because now they might not like again, I cook a lot. I know you do. I have cooked a lot. Like I've eaten a lot of shitty food in the last 17 years, I guess.
Yeah. It's trial
Because
and
I used to,
error.
I no, yeah, I because I used to cook. I used to cook for my parents sometimes. Like, if I was home because I was fucking 17 years old, yeah, I would make dinner and just it would be ready when they got home. Like I used to do that. I understand not everyone did. I understand not everyone's parents cooked either. I get it.
Right.
So yes, I do have 17 years of successes and failures in a kitchen. And do not get me wrong, like I've been making pasta almost every week since whenever the fuck that was. It's sometime in the fall. After swearing off it, after saying I was never going to do it again, I have made it almost every week since then. And guess what? It's not that fucking hard because all it took was, now this case, it wasn't Google. I watched a bunch of Instagram videos, felt fairly confident about doing it, and then I did it. And guess what? The second time I did it, once I got back to doing it, kind of fucked it up, threw the whole fucking dough out and restarted. So what, and guess what? We were fine. Everything was okay. The house didn't explode. The dog didn't get sick. We didn't have to call 911. I just started over. I made another dough without getting too cute with it. And I just worked with it. And then one time, you know what I thought? Because in the morning I made a scramble. And when I make a scramble here, I use egg whites. So what did I do? I saved all the yolks. I go, I'm gonna make an egg yolk pasta. That came out so fucking hard that it may as well have been fucking Quikrete. So you know what I did? I threw it out and started over.
Yeah, that's all you gotta do.
It's not that fu like that's the thing is like it's just a little bit of effort, whether it's Googling how to do something or looking up videos on how to do something or just actually doing,
yeah,
it's really not that fucking hard to really accomplish a whole. There's a lot of things that, like, unless you start getting into like specific trades.
Yeah, right. Like there's certain
like
things that like I can't
info.
Do, right? Like I don't know how to run electrical wiring from the circuit breaker to the outlets, right? Like
right.
I
That's
can't
a
do that.
Specialized skill.
Doesn't matter how many YouTube videos I watch, like I'm probably going to fuck that up.
Right. And that's the, like, it, like, and with the beef tenderloin, I'm like, it's not that fucking hard.
Yeah.
But people panic because it's expensive.
Yeah, people love to make things bigger than they really are.
Yeah, you pay for it a lot. And then so here's the thing is, like, I go back to Cunty Chris. He is not a figure it out on his own. He is now this has its pros and cons. He's more of a ask someone to figure it out for him or tell him how to do it, whatever. So right. Instead of using the Google machine, he fucking phones a friend. It's like, it's fucking Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Now the problem is that might take too long, but whatever. And he's like, oh, I've never really done the reverse sear. I'm like, okay. Like, you don't have to.
Yeah.
I go, personally, I like the reverse sear for two reasons. One, you don't get the well-done circle around the perimeter.
Correct.
I go, if you don't mind that, no big deal. But if I have my way, I'd prefer that isn't there.
Yeah.
And then number two, I'm not sitting there trying to figure out how long to sear this thing for. Should I sear it for 20 minutes? Should I sear it for 30 minutes? Should I sear it for 35? What about 15?
Yeah.
What I can do is put it in the other way.
Right.
Get it to 120. Turn that fucker up.
Yep. And then when it gets to 130.
Let it get to 130. I think it's 120 and 130 are the numbers,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
I think
it
that's,
is.
It's.
One, that's because 135 medium, is medium rare.
135 is medium rare, and it's going to come up about 5
right.
When you pull it.
So if you pull it at 130.
Yeah, you pull it, wrap
it.
It.
You let it rest, it'll get to 135. When it gets to 135, that's when you cut it.
Yep. But even then, it's like, no, I just throw it in. And that's the other thing. Like, people get so bent out of shape on the timing. It's like, I don't know how long it's going to take. Okay. Here's something else you can do. You can get whatever you cook. Let it rest 20 minutes, half hour, wrap it in tinfoil, whatever. Then you wrap it in tinfoil, put it in a cooler, and shut the cooler.
Yeah.
And then it can sit there for up to 2 hours.
Yeah.
It's not that difficult.
It's really not.
You need to know how to Google that, or at least like find out whatever.
Right.
So I'll give you some credit if you don't even know what question to ask. Understood. It's like me in Algebra 1. I had a fucking 33 average in Algebra 1. And it wasn't because I didn't know how to do Algebra 1. I couldn't figure out what the fucking questions were asking.
Yeah.
And it was the same thing in pre-calc. Because I said that the other day. And one of the kids was like, a 33? I go, yeah. And I got an A in Algebra 2. How does that work? I go, I always knew how to do the math. I couldn't figure out what the word questions were asking me.
Right.
I never knew what to solve for. Same thing. Like, if you don't know what question to ask, you might not find your answer.
Exactly.
But that doesn't mean you don't fucking even attempt to.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the big thing, right? It goes back to the effort thing. Even so, I had another example today, right? So I had like a couple slides to give to one of our clients who is taking information to like the senior leadership team and on their end to like present this like timeline of events, basically. So it's been kind of going back and forth. I sent it out last Friday. They sent me notes on it yesterday. I made the updates on the notes today and had it ready for our meeting. We had a big like project team meeting at 2 o'clock this afternoon. So we go over everything at 2. Everyone's like, oh wow, this is great. You already incorporated all the notes. That's awesome. Thank you. And I was like, yeah, no problem. And then they had like a couple other things to tweak. And then like the main contact woman was like, All right, so if you can just make those other quick changes that we talked about and get this over to me, you know, I can set up that meeting with the senior leaders, you know, hopefully next week, and you know, we can go over all this information with them. And I was like, sure, no problem. So what do? We get off the call at like 3 o'clock. I have a little bit of time, so I go in, I make the quick changes, and I save it all and send it out. And I send it to her at like 3:20. She's like, oh my God, thank you so much. Like, that was really quick. I was like, yeah, like, what the fuck else would I do? You know what I mean?
You gotta wait till today.
Like how I just, it just kind of, it blows my mind. Like, especially like when people ask for something and they're like, and I get it, right? You want to be respectful, right? That they, everyone has other shit going on, right? But like on a meeting on like a Monday or a Tuesday, they're like, oh yeah, we'd be great if you could get this to me by like end of day Friday. And I'm like, okay, I can get it to you by the end of the day today, or like first thing tomorrow morning. And like I always send shit early, and people are always like, oh my God, thank you so much. Like, I can't believe how quick you got this done. And it's like, what else do I have to do? Right? Like it's just kind of like manipulating a couple slides or like changing a few things in an Excel. Like, does it really take people like 3 fucking days to change a PowerPoint presentation? Again, like I'm not special, right? Like I'm not this like super genius. Like it's just PowerPoint, right? Like it's, I'm not like using some NASA algorithm to try and figure out how to put a rocket on the moon, right? Like it's PowerPoint. Like you can't just do it and get it done and then send it over when it's done. Like, I don't know. It just, it never ceases to amaze me just the way people are and the way they act and their reactions and things like that. Like you said, whether it's the not willing to look something up and find the information, or like blown away that they've received something a lot sooner than they would have thought. It's like, I don't, yeah, sure, man. I'm sitting in front of my computer right now. Like, even if I'm in another meeting, as long as I'm not like actively participating, I'm working on other shit. Or like I'm listening to whatever they're saying in the meeting, but then I'm doing other work that I need to get done. And I don't know. I don't know what people's deal is. Again, it's not like I'm like Stephen Hawking, right? Far from it. I mean, maybe I'm a little closer to Stephen Hawking at the end when he was stuck in the fucking chair, but like not even a fraction of his brain power. But I think it does come down to willingness, right? And effort. Like, are you willing to actually like put in the time and the effort to get this done? Okay, so do it. Or are you going to sit there and whine and complain? Oh, I have so much to do. I have so many meetings. Yeah, guess what? Everyone has fucking meetings. If you look at my calendar, if you look at my work calendar, it's gross. There's just meetings all over the place, and I'm a psycho and I color coordinate everything by project. So my calendar literally looks like a fucking Skittles bag. But it's like, yeah, you just figure it out. You get it done. But apparently, not everyone is like that. It's what
Not
I'm
everyone can be as
finding.
great as you.
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously, but I'm also not special.
You might be giving yourself too much credit.
So, anyway, about that cargo ship.
That was a hell of a segue,
So there was a cargo ship in the Baltimore Harbor that was leaving, that was full of a bunch of shipping containers that quite literally drove into the bridge, right? Ripped it down. There was people, like, apparently there were people working on the bridge. They all fell in the water. There were cars driving on the bridge. Those went into the water, right? Like they rescued a bunch of people. But the last thing I saw, maybe a couple hours ago, was that there was still 6 people that were unaccounted for.
What was it? It's 2 deaths and 6 missing.
I think so. Yeah, that sounds right.
That's what my mother said. She could be making shit up.
No, I think that that sounds right.
Although she does watch the news.
And the news never lies about anything.
Like a sucker.
So yeah, kind of wild, but already, right? And again, I'm not a conspiracy. I say this all the time. I'm not a conspiracy guy, but I always bring up the conspiracies. I do like the entertainment value of conspiracies, right? So like, I don't believe them, but goddamn, they're fun, right? Like they're really,
my question
really
is, cool. If you are on the left, how is this Trump's fault?
I don't know. I haven't gotten to that one yet.
But if you were on the right, how is this Biden's fault?
No, it's Obama's fault.
It's this Obama's fault.
Yeah, this
we're
is the
still
conspiracy.
Blaming Obama.
Yeah, so this is the conspiracy. I mean, they're still blaming Trump. He's been out of office for 4 years.
But he's still active. Obama's been fucking gone for 8, and
yeah, but he's really running the government. That's what everyone said. Him and Hillary are the ones really running the country right now. It's a fun conspiracy, but there is, with all conspiracies, there is like a grain of truth to all of it, which is why so many people buy in to them all. But yeah, I mean, we don't have to go down that rabbit hole, but there's people that have ties to both Obama and Hillary that are in high positions in the White House and whatever. Again, it was someone was talking about it on a podcast I listened to recently. But this is the fun part, right? That I saw this conspiracy. So the truth of the matter, like the 100% indisputable facts of the case, are that the cargo ship lost power. Something happened on the ship and the power like generator or whatever like blew up, right? Because right before the ship hits the bridge, you can see like a ton of black smoke like coming out of the back of the ship. And
it's the type
also,
you want to breathe, right?
Yeah, definitely breathe this. Ship smoke, don't breathe this. So it hits, it, so right before it hits, the lights on the cargo ship turn off, right? And then they flash back on for like a couple seconds, and then they kick out again. And then when they kick out again, that's when the ship hits the thing. So again, indisputable facts of the case are that the cargo ship lost power, and like the generator, transformer, whatever the fuck they use to keep power on cargo ships, quite literally blew up, right? Those are the facts. Now, the fun conspiracy part of it is that it was a remotely controlled, purposeful demolition, because somebody took control of the cargo ship and directed it into the pylon of the bridge, which, so have you seen the video?
Yeah.
Again, this is why conspiracies are, I think, so much fun, and why a lot of people buy into them hook, line, and sinker, right? In the video, the cargo ship is taking a normal path, right? The lights flick on and off. And when they flick on, the ship takes a hard right turn. Well, I guess it would be a left to their side. On the screen, it turns to the right. In relative to the ship, it takes a hard left turn, and then it straightens out and goes straight into the pylon of the bridge. I mean, that's kind of sketchy, right? But I get it. Shit happens. Could have been a malfunction, could have been whatever. The transformer was in the process of blowing up. They don't have power. Who knows, right? I don't know ships. I'm not a seaman, right? I'm not a mariner. I don't know ships, right? But it looks a little weird. Looks a little weird in the video that the ship takes a hard left turn and then straightens out and then goes into the pylon of the bridge and takes it out. So yeah, all right. That's a conspiracy, that it was a remotely controlled on purpose thing. Now, this is where, again, because all conspiracies have these components, right? They have a little bit of indisputable truth, right? They have the little bit of stretchy where like, okay, that's a little bit too much, but like, I'm listening, right? And that's the ship taking the turn and coming on. But every conspiracy has the point of no return, where it's just, okay, you lost me, right? Like those are the three steps of conspiracy. It's the actual truth, right? A little bit of like weird gray area that like, wow, that actually doesn't make a whole lot of sense. And then the third part is, okay, all right, you're full of shit now. This is just too much. So the third part of this conspiracy is the name of the bridge was the Francis Scott Key Bridge, right?
Guy
So we're
who
up.
shot JFK.
Yeah. The guy that wrote the Star Spangled Banner, right? The national anthem was written by Francis Scott Key. So the ship was on its way to Singapore or something like that. The Singaporean flag has a lion on it. In Obama's movie that he put out about the end of the world, the tanker that came ashore and like fucked up the whole city wherever it came on the beach, on the side of the tanker was called the White Lion. So therefore, because Obama had a movie about the end of the world and there was a massive tanker ship that came ashore and destroyed everything, and on the side of it was a White Lion, that was the name of it, of the boat, was the White Lion. And this one boat was heading to Singapore, whose the Singaporean flag has a lion on it, is a representation of destroying America because it destroyed the Francis Scott Key Bridge, and it's all Obama's fault. If anyone's not watching on YouTube, I would imagine you all probably made the exact same face that Bob just made. If you can't see
This is what we're doing here.
it. Yeah, it's fun, right? Like, that's
It's
fun. Like,
not.
that's a fun story.
No, it's not.
Sure, it is. I'm sorry, it was going to Sri Lanka. All right, so I have the actual thing written out here. So the ship named the Dali, right, is 300 meters long. The Singapore registered vessel. Okay, so it was registered in Singapore, left Baltimore at 1 a.m. and was heading for Colombo, Sri Lanka. The ship that crashed into the Francis Scott Key Bridge was headed to Sri Lanka. The flag of Sri Lanka is a lion. The ship in the opening scene of Barack Obama's Leave the World Behind is named White Lion. Question: why on earth would former President Barack Obama produce a Netflix film about a catastrophic cyber attack? That aside, if all of this isn't bizarre enough, Francis Scott Key was the man who wrote the Star Spangled Banner, which is the national anthem. Interesting. Another bizarre update: the captain of this ship is Ukrainian, but apparently not at the helm of the time at the time of the incident. So they're saying it was a cyber attack and it was done on purpose. And it is a representation of the collapse of America.
I hate this. I
I
hate,
mean,
I,
that's
I, I don't like this.
it's pretty fun. And I mean, like I said, that's the part of the conspiracy where it's like, all right, you lost me, right? Like, obviously you've gone a little bit too far, but it's fun to imagine a world where that actually happened, where that's real. That's a real thing.
No.
I mean, it'd be quite
I'm not.
literally like living in a movie.
I mean, we already kind of are.
Yeah, I mean, well, yeah, we're probably in a simulation, most likely.
I do like too how quick the conspiracy people are to jump on everything.
Yeah, like this literally happened at 1 a.m. this morning. And this post was made at 2 o'clock in the
106.
afternoon, 13 hours later. This whole conspiracy was concocted. It's kind of nuts if you ask me. So yeah. Obviously not great. Right?
I was to say back to reality where not ideal. I also, I'm fairly certain that people probably don't understand how big this cargo ship probably was. Because you remember how big the cargo ships were in Savannah, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like fucking massive.
Enormous. Yeah.
Like way bigger than like the biggest cruise ship you've seen. Like way
Yeah.
bigger.
Yeah.
What do you think? You could probably fit like three or four of the biggest cruise ship that you've seen into one of those cargo ships.
Yeah, probably.
It's fucking absurd how big that those things were in Savannah. And this is coming from Singapore. It
Yeah.
ain't the fucking same size of the boat that's going up and down the damn Mississippi. If it's coming from fucking
It is for
Singapore,
sure not.
it's carrying a lot of shit. You know, my mother did say, she was, oh, I thought I heard it was like they make a lot of cars in Singapore, so like that could be it. So like there might be another car shortage again. I'm like, yeah, this is where you need to stop watching the news.
Well, the one thing I can say is nothing is getting out of Baltimore Harbor or in, right? So whatever cargo ships were in the harbor that needed to leave ain't leaving, right? I mean, aside from the fact of like whatever was on that cargo ship wasn't getting anywhere, right? Whether it was toothbrushes or fucking like cars or whatever, right? Like whatever was on those cargo ships is now gone. It ain't getting to wherever it needed to go. Anything else that was in the harbor that needed to leave like today, right? For sure did not leave. Anything that needs to get into the harbor for the foreseeable future probably ain't getting in either,
I guess a lot
right?
of cars, travel by way of Maryland.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, I mean, what are we going to do with all those crab cakes?
Crab cakes and football. That's what Maryland does. Apparently
Yeah.
importing cars too.
Yeah. So yeah, I mean, there's obviously downstream effects to this, right? Where Baltimore Harbor is effectively useless at this point. So I'm sure
See how
they'll
hard it
use.
must be to get rid of that fucking bridge?
Oh, yeah. That's got to be
Like,
absolutely insane.
because not only is it like an entire bridge worth of metal and masonry and construction and whatever, it's in the fucking water.
Yeah.
So it's like now you're gonna need a boat and you need to get out there and you're gonna have to hack this fucking thing up and you need fucking dumpsters. You probably need another cargo ship full of fucking dumpsters. Like, I don't think you just call up the fucking local landscaper and be like, oh, you got a 20 footer?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah. Can we just
what are you
float it
putting
out
in it?
there?
What are you putting in it? A fucking bridge.
Yeah. Yeah. Can we
You might
float
need
that out there
three.
on a barge? Right.
Yeah. What a mess.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not ideal.
Is what happens. Jones goes away for a fucking day and it fucking all
I
hell
know he's not
breaks
even
loose.
there. He's in fucking Cleveland. Of all places, he's
Although it looks like
in
he is
Cleveland.
literally the only other person. Like it's
Yeah.
him.
Yeah.
It looks like a fucking apocalypse. What was that shit? Was it like that The Last Man on Earth or some shit?
Yeah.
That's what it fucking
I
looks
am
like.
legend.
No, it was like a show. It was like some shitty
Oh.
show. It was like Last Man on Earth or some bullshit. But literally there's no one else there.
Yeah.
That or they heard he was coming and were like, fuck.
They were like, oh, we got to get out of here.
We're out of here. The bums were like, nope, can't hang out here anymore.
So, yeah, I mean, we'll see, right? They'll probably use this as an excuse to jack up prices even more, like they did the last time.
Sell,
Oh,
sell, sell, sell.
there's a shortage on everything. We got to jack the prices up. Yeah, okay, sick.
Yeah, the Singaporean boat.
Yeah. Oh, well, you know, Baltimore Harbor is closed, so all our prices are going to go up. Oh, sick, because like 92% of everything comes through New York and the fucking the Hudson
Dude, hey,
River and New York Harbor.
my mother said, so there's gonna be there could be an issue with the cars.
Yeah,
She
could be.
watches the news. How much
Could
news
be.
did you watch today?
Zero. 0 seconds. 0
Exactly.
minutes.
Exactly.
Yeah. So there it is. The news has been bought by big car. Now cars are just going to jack their prices up and be like, oh, well, we have to because Baltimore Harbor is closed.
Talk about a
And
conspiracy
the
theory.
news, yeah, there's your conspiracy. The news is prepping people for this by telling them, well, you know, there's a potential that car prices could increase because a lot of them come through this harbor. And now people are like, oh yeah, well, I would expect to pay more for a car because Baltimore Harbor's closed, obviously. Supply and demand. And
Gotta
then,
go hurry up. We gotta go hurry up and buy some cars.
yeah, it's really just because the news has been bought for by a big car.
We gotta go buy some cars. They're gonna be too expensive.
Some real fake cars.
Awful.
Yeah. You know what else is awful? Before we wrap things up here, I saw this today. I don't think you really would give a shit about this.
Most likely not, and I don't even know what the topic is.
I also, well, one, I know you, and two, I also know you.
I am who I am.
Yeah. When's the last time you've been to Chick-fil-A?
Fuck.
When it was in the Burlington Mall when we were in high school.
I genuinely have no clue. I want to say the last time I probably had it, last time I probably consumed it, I want to say Michaela was here with her friends and they went and picked it up.
Okay.
Wait, did we get Chick-fil-A at an airport? Yeah, we did. We
Yeah, we
went to New
did.
Orleans.
We did,
We
yeah.
went to New Orleans when the fucking fire alarm was going off.
That's right. That's right.
So
Yeah.
that would be the last time I ordered at a Chick-fil-A at the airport. And I don't know if she brought me some in the meantime.
Okay. So Chick-fil-A just came out and made like a major announcement, right? That they, so for the longest time, right, since at least the last 10 years, they have had a no antibiotics ever policy for its chicken, right? They only sourced their chicken from places that never ever use antibiotics. And they call it the NAE, right? No antibiotics ever. That has been their policy on their chicken. I would say since Jump Street, but I can at least confirm the last 10 years. However, today they announced that they would be changing course to allow some antibiotics in their chicken, a policy they are now changing from NAE to NAIHM, which is no antibiotics important to human medicine. So they went from sourcing their chicken with no antibiotics ever to, you can use some antibiotics in your chicken, but you know, the ones that you use just they're not really important for human medicine. Why we don't have a lot, we don't have a lot of information on that. So a lot of people are like, hey man, the fuck is going on here? And they're telling everyone it's fine, right? It's no big deal. And they said it has to do with, again, supply and demand, right? But like Baltimore Harbor and the cars, man. The supply is too low for no antibiotic ever chicken. So they need to switch to antibiotic sometimes chicken because there's more of those and there's not enough no antibiotics ever chicken to sustain their business.
Shit. I'd have to go find my chicken guy. I got a chicken guy. He was telling me, now I don't remember all the details because this would conflict with what Chick-fil-A is saying. He was telling me that the no antibiotic chicken that you get at the grocery store is just
Yeah,
marketing.
it's full of shit. Because
Because
by
all
law,
the,
you're not
yeah, all,
allowed to
yeah, you
feed
can't put
antibiotics. Yeah.
antibiotics in the chicken.
Correct. Yeah.
So where the fuck is Chick-fil-A getting their chickens from?
Don't know.
They're not
Yeah.
chickens at all, are they?
No, probably not. So what this says is
Pigeon? Do the pigeons get antibiotics? Because I actually, if I'm going to eat pigeon, I would prefer it had antibiotics.
I would say so too. Yeah, I would agree with that. So the NAIHM restricts the use of those antibiotics that are important to human medicine and commonly used to treat people, and allows only the use of animal antibiotics if the animal and those around it were to become sick. So basically, they're only going to give them like animal antibiotics, right? They're not going to give them like penicillin or amoxicillin or anything like that, whatever the equivalent is for animals. And only if they get sick. Which is interesting because I have also heard, right, and have heard a lot of people talk about the antibiotic-free chicken thing is just a marketing thing because there's a law that states you're not allowed to give any animals antibiotics ever. So I'm interested in learning a little bit more
From my
about
chick,
that now that
that's
you've
what my
written it
chicken
up.
guy said.
Yeah.
So not only does he have chickens, he also supplies to supermarkets. And he told me that he goes, all of the
I love
chicken in the
that have
He was also my bookie for a minute.
a chicken guy. Oh,
Yeah,
that's
right
hilarious.
before the pandemic, he was my bookie. And then he didn't like that we were betting fucking snooker and shit. That's what he was telling me, because you can't, he goes, all he goes, you walk into a market basket, all of the chicken is antibiotic free.
Right.
He goes, that's a law. He goes, that's, he goes, in Massachusetts, or I guess it's in Massachusetts, he goes, that's a law. Or and Rhode Island. It would be both. It would be Massachusetts and Rhode Island. So that's like a little bit of my confusion now. And I don't, and like he wouldn't have told me that if it wasn't true. Now
Right.
there's obviously, there's potentially some qualifiers here, but does, I'm a little lost. Like, where is Chick-fil-A getting this shit from could have antibiotics?
Yeah, I don't
I also don't think that information is going to be readily Googleable because the bigger companies aren't going to want you to know
Right.
that antibiotic free is just a marketing term and it doesn't actually mean anything. Because if that information was readily available, someone could probably sue somebody.
Oh, you know what it is? I think what it is the growth promoting antibiotics. So
Oh.
I did a quick Google search, and I'm actually on Consumer Reports, right? So I feel like that's a pretty reputable website. So they do actually classify the different thing. So they say raised without antibiotics, right, would be considered no antibiotics ever, never given antibiotics, no antibiotics, whatever. They list all those. Then they have no medically important antibiotics, which is what Chick-fil-A just switched to. This means antibiotics used to treat people, such as amoxicillin, erythromycin, tetracycline, have never been given to the animals. Sanderson Farms, the third largest chicken producer in the US, has this policy, as do many fast food restaurants, for the chicken they serve, but not for other types of meat. However, no medically important antibiotics doesn't mean no antibiotics. And even the ones that aren't medically important may lead to resistance and other, yeah, whatever. We don't need to get down that hole. Then they say no critically important antibiotics is another tag. And those are another ones where it's like you don't use the ones we give to humans. And then another tag is no growth promoting antibiotics. So apparently, you can give chicken antibiotics in order to make them grow bigger. And I think that is probably the bullshit thing, right? Because I think that is probably illegal anyway.
Right.
Like, you can't give any animals antibiotics just to make them grow bigger, right? But if they get sick and your policy is no critically important antibiotics, right, then you could give them antibiotics to fix their illness. But you can't give them antibiotics in only to make them grow bigger. That is actually illegal. I think that's where
That
he
probably sounds
was
right
saying.
because my aforementioned chicken guy may have said something like, oh, if you see like antibiotics and growth hormone, like whatever,
Yeah.
that's probably
Yeah. Yeah, it's illegal to
the
feed animals growth hormones.
right. He also told me that the free range chicken is potentially more harmful than the non-free range chicken,
I have heard that also too,
probably
because
from me and the chicken guy.
they can pick up
They get to everything.
diseases. Yeah.
Well, they can eat anything. So they have free range. They can eat that shit over there that they weren't supposed to eat, or those pesticides that they weren't supposed to eat, but they did anyway because they're free range.
Right.
Whereas the ones that, you know, not so cool, well, they're not getting to anything. That's for fucking damn sure.
Right. So, shout out to Chick-fil-A, and they sometimes use antibiotics. All right. Well, you want to wrap this up?
I don't think that's going to stop much.
No, it won't.
So, yeah, we can wrap this up. I would like to expose a couple things. I think anyone that listens to this show knows that we both feel as though government, especially local, is by far the least efficient thing in the entire world.
Yes.
So, my mother recently sold her car, bought a new car, and turned in my father's lease. She was using both for a while. Well, what time of year is it there, Paco?
Spring.
excise tax.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So she gets a bill for a car that she traded in and for a lease that she no longer has. So talks to City Hall. Want to take a wild guess as to what that solution is?
Go to a different department.
Pay it. So pay the excise tax bill on the car you don't own anymore.
Yep.
And then go to like an abatement form
Oh,
where
God.
you request to receive the money back. Now, there would be a proration. So, I mean, that part's fair. Like, you own the car for 6 weeks of the year, but
Right.
pay the bill in full, obviously, and we'll pay you back. I'm like, you know what? Over like $40, whatever, fine.
Yeah.
Stupid process, dumb thing, whatever.
Yeah, that is insane.
I can top it. So I call today to inform the town that we are moving towns. We will not be in your town anymore. And he goes, okay. There's like a form of list, which I don't know why it's called a form of list when it's a list form
Yeah.
or it's a list.
Yeah.
Okay. Submit that back to us and let us know that you're moving, and you know, we'll kind of like go from there. And he said something. He goes, but you're probably gonna like receive a bill for 2025. I go, okay, I just told you that I'm leaving. He goes,
Right.
yeah, but it's like assessed based on like January 1st, 2024. I go, your fiscal year starts July 1. I'm leaving April 22nd.
Right.
What am I receiving a bill for? 2025.
Yeah.
I go, I gotta be honest, dude. I go, that doesn't make any sense to me. He goes, well, it's assessed on January 1st. I go, you're kind of just repeating yourself.
Kind of makes me feel like you don't know
Yeah,
what's
kind of makes me
actually going
kind of
on.
also kind of sounds like I ain't paying you shit.
Yeah.
Because what I will be doing just to annoy you guys is I will be paying Q4 in full and then getting an abatement form, which is annoying to me, but it'll be annoying to you too.
Yeah.
And you know what? I've never been to the fucking town offices or like the fucking home of selectmen or whatever the fuck Easton has. It's not just the town hall, it's got to be the fucking town offices with the board of selectmen or whatever the
Yeah.
fuck. You know what? I might just bother all of you now. We'll see. Depends if it's worth my time. It's coming into golf season, so it's probably not worth my time. But anyway, I'm
It
like,
still would be
okay.
fun.
I go, all right, man. I go, I'm gonna be 1,000% honest. I go, none of that makes any sense to me. I go, so what I'm gonna do now is I'm gonna fill out the form that lets you guys know we're leaving. He goes, yep. He goes, and what we can do, he goes, we can call Stoughton and kind of like transfer that over. He goes, but if they don't know what's going on, you know, it might not like kind of work all that like that well. I go, well, they're not gonna know what's going on. I go, I can save you the trouble. I go, because they don't know I'm coming yet. I haven't spoke to the town of Stoughton. And I'm
Right.
like, I don't care. I'm not doing this.
Yeah.
Like they'll get their money. Don't worry.
Right.
Oh yeah, so you might get that bill. I go, cool, man. Like,
Yeah.
fine.
Well, it's assessed on
So,
January 1st.
yeah, for personal property in the fiscal year 2025, the fiscal year doesn't start till July. I'm out of there in plenty of time.
Right.
So I get off the phone and I'm like, that was hands down one of the most retarded conversations I've ever had. I go, just because you're a town and you do things like it's 1840, you think I'm going to pay a bill for something that I'm literally not participating in. My mother did possess those cars in 2024. So the excise tax, yeah, okay, needs to be paid and then abate it, whatever.
Right.
If you think you're getting a fucking dime when I told you I'm not, I told you I'm leaving.
Right.
I am not in your town in the fiscal year. And I am actually out of the town with a week in April, all of May, all of June. It is not my fucking problem. And also it's March 26th. So 5 days of March notice, all of April, all of May, all of June. It's not my fucking fault that you need 180 days to figure this shit out.
Yeah, agreed. Yep.
So I will not be paying you. You can come find me and we'll go from there.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, because that's absurd.
That's fucking crazy to me.
Yeah.
Oh, well, it's assessed on this. Assess whatever you want. I also like the form they wanted. I'm like, I'm not filling out half of this.
Yeah.
And the other thing too, it's like, oh, well, let us know you're leaving. Like, there's no like location for that. So I just wrote it across the middle with two fucking stars and I highlighted it. Like, and I put our business name and our address. I go, I'm not doing this. You fucking figure it out.
Right. Right. It's fucking government.
Yeah. That's how these towns operate.
Yeah. Sick, dude.
Fucking idiots. You think I'm gonna fucking pay? There are no businesses that fucking do that. No way. If you leave a town that, like, because we're a very small operation, so it's like, yeah, I'm sitting here like, oh well, I could just pay and get it abated. Like, no fucking way. If a Stop and Shop leaves the town, they go, oh well, you're gonna get an excise tax or you're gonna get a personal property tax bill. They go, like, I give a fuck.
Yeah.
Send me whatever you want. I ain't fucking paying it and you ain't fucking getting it either.
Right. Right. Yeah. That's nuts.
The other thing too is when Chris came in, I told him like how it went. He goes, I would have told that guy to absolutely go fucking suck my cock. Like, fuck that. I go, the best part about that is if I tried to like go at this dude, he would not have fucking cared. If I was like, oh, I'm not paying that, he'd be like, dude, I don't care. Don't pay it. Like, what the fuck do I care? I just answer the fucking phone. Right. You asked me the question. I answered your question.
Yeah.
Like, pay it. Don't pay it. Pay some of it. Pay none. I don't fucking, like, the fuck does this guy care?
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Like, I could have told him to suck my cock. He'd be like, all right, well, go fuck yourself. Like, that's very well how that conversation could have went.
Yeah. Yep.
Like, I don't give a shit what you do. I work for the town. Do you think I care?
I'm a municipal employee.
Yeah. I got fucking 3 years to retirement.
Yeah.
I don't need your shit. Oh, yeah, yeah. You're the first person to call and fucking complain about this. Yeah. Like, okay.
Yeah. Oh, man. All right. My final thought. Should be a pretty quick one, but recently Amy and I watched that movie Wonka with Timothy Chalamet, which is, it's basically like a prequel, right, to Willy Wonka or Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, whatever one you want to call it. It's really good. I actually really enjoyed it. I think Timothy Chalamet is insanely talented.
I don't know who is this person. He's like, know, don't even worry about it.
Yeah, you might. He's in Dune.
Didn't see it.
I haven't seen it either yet, but that's when everyone knows him from. So did you ever see the Johnny Depp Wonka?
I did not.
It's fine. At best. Not super awesome, but it's fine. It's a classic Tim Burton, like, weird movie. I like the original Willy Wonka from, like, whatever that was, the 70s, right, with Gene Wilder. Albeit, obviously, the graphics and everything is trash because it's from the 70s.
Plus that grandfather was a fucking asshole.
But it was overall, I like that movie, right? It's a good movie. The Wonka movie is a prequel to that one. Like, it's more closely tied to the Gene Wilder Willy Wonka than it is the Johnny Depp one. But it's really good. I enjoyed it, right? I would highly recommend it, especially if you like the Gene Wilder Willy Wonka. That's really all I got. Like, I don't want to give away too much, but they kind of like go into his life a little bit of like how he became the chocolatier, right? And all the things he kind of went through to be there. And it's really good. Like I said, Timothée Chalamet is great. So I would highly recommend the Wonka movie. It's on HBO Max right now. So if you have it, it's free. But although technically I suppose you pay for your HBO Max subscription, but I don't because I have AT&T, so I get that for free. But
Aren't you fucking awesome,
I'm
huh?
sure it's I'm sure it's on other platforms also. So yeah, that's gonna do it for us. Thank you for watching. If you're on YouTube, don't forget to hit subscribe up above, hit the thumbs up down below. Subscribe wherever you're listening. If you're an audio only guy right now, go ahead and leave us a review on Spotify or Apple. Tell everybody you know about the show, spread the word. You can get us on Instagram at Sarcasm Speaks Pod. We're on Twitter at Sarcasm underscore Speaks, Facebook at Sarcasm Speaks, website sarcasmspeaks.com. Go to the merch store, buy some merch while you're spending money. Check out the show notes below, and you will see a bunch of different links and discount codes for some really cool products. So go buy that stuff, support them, support us, help me help you, right? Helping all of us. And that's gonna do it. So until next time, good night, everybody.